What? Some of his got like that, spotted kind of.
I see, huh? And this bone here, what do you call it?
Elbow.
And this part of a man's body is?
The breast.
Uh-huh. Sometimes it's called, you ever say chest?
Chest, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And this place?
Stomach.
And the whole thing here is called the?
Well, you might call it the thigh and the leg.
And the leg. And this bone here?
Knee bone.
And this bone?
Leg bone.
Hurts if you kick it.
Yeah, you hit quicker than anything else.
Do you always call it the leg bone?
Leg bone.
You ever call it the shin?
You had the tear, shin, yeah. Uh-huh. I've had to call that.
Uh-huh. And this muscular part back here?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
The calf, we're moving out to call it.
Uh-huh. And of course, this part is?
Ankle.
And you got one? You got one?
One ankle.
One ankle. Below the ankle, you've got one
foot
and two.
2 feet. Uh-huh. Is that what you want me to say?
Uh-huh. What did you used to say?
Four toes and one big toe make five.
Uh-huh. In the old days, did you ever see men sit around a country store and talk? And they used to sit like this. All sit around like this.
Yes,
and talk.
That's right.
You say they were down on their what?
Hunk.
Their humps? They,
yeah, that's right.
Did they ever
they wouldn't that? Be quite on the knee, you know.
did they ever say that anymore?
I don't know what it says now.
I see. And it's a few minutes before 12, say 15 minutes before 12, the clock would look like this. You'd say, well, it's a quarter before 12.
Yeah.
15 minutes. You'd say, well, it's a quarter
to five.
If you were going to saw a board, you'd put it on two different two supports.
Legs. We'd make legs for it. Sometimes you have to lay it on the porch and saw a piece off. If it's going to do something, like a small little stone.
Carpenter has
to make a bench. Now, I've made a
many
bench for y'all.
Okay. And if you...
That is what it's called. That's right.
If you used to saw firewood, you just chopped that, didn't you?
Yes.
But if you had a big log for a fireplace,
yes, sir.
You put it in two supports that look like this.
Yes, sir.
What you used to call that?
You mean after you get in the house?
No, outside in the woods. You'd put a log between two things that look like
two
this.
Two things. Now, you would make them two things focus, just like that, and you lay your wood between them and sew it.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
What did you call those two supports?
The bench.
The bench.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see. And they have a lot of different names for things that babies are you put babies in and take them outside. In the old days, what you used to call those?
Carriages.
Carriages. Uh-huh. Yeah. Had a wicker top on it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's a little bonnet.
And,
What?
Crib.
A crib?
Cradle.
A cradle?
Yeah, I never had a cradle. I just know that.
If you put a baby in a carriage, then you,
mm-hmm.
you say, I'm going to what? Him outside.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you might say you were going to church or to see some of your neighbors or something.
Would you
like
say
that.
I'm going to ride him outside or
yes,
push him outside?
Push him. It'd be push.
Push.
You know,